Hello, my name is Callie. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, for my wife. I got my shot through Jefferson County.
So you need a shot, yeah. Not a test?
Well, no. My second one is the 15th. That will be my second shot. I'm using the Moderna right now. And now I want to do it. My wife is in the 65 to 74 group. She's 72 and a half, and she's coming up for her shot soon. I want to see if I can get her registered.
Okay, so do you want to pre-register her for a vaccine?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I'll provide you with the vaccine appointment number.
Okay.
And just let me know when you're ready, and I'll give that to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be 855-566-5333.
Okay, let me repeat that. It's 855-566-5333. And what does that mean, that number? What?
It's the vaccine appointment number.
Okay, and do they then call us for her to go to the designated place to get the first shot for that age group? Is that it?
You will call them and they'll pre-register you, and your information will be sent to your county's health department, and then they'll call you with an appointment. But I was asking if you were looking for a vaccine as well, because depending on what county you're in, I could tell you some of the drive-through and walk-in clinics for the vaccine.
Okay. Okay, what are those? What are the walk-in clinics for the vaccine? Give me some of those.
Okay, what county are you in?
Jefferson.
Okay. Do you have a county around you that you'd maybe be willing to go to?
We could go to Shelby County. That's south of us. We're in the Hoover area in the Birmingham Metro.
So you're in the Mobile area too?
No. Mobile is about 4.5 hours. We're in the mountains here. Birmingham's about 1,200,000 metro, so there's like 35 cities in the Birmingham metro. They're good-sized cities.
Okay. So I have...
We're in Hoover, Alabama. Hoover's about 85,000. I'm an author, so I've done 2 books alone of my 8 books on Alabama, so I know the population, I know the cities, and so on.
Okay, so we have 5 places in Shelby County that are also doing vaccines.
Okay.
And that's Brooklear Pharmacy.
Brooklear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
And then that's Brooklere.
Okay.
So that's Brooklear Pharmacy, and then it says number 301. I don't know if that's a building number or something.
Uh-huh.
There's an American Family Care.
We've got them. Where's that one at?
It says 3700 Cahaba, C-A-H-A-B-A Drive.
Cahaba Drive. That's, okay. Do you have any locations in Jefferson County, ma'am? It's the largest county in the state.
We don't, with it being the largest county, we don't handle it.
Oh, okay.
I was going to give you these and then give you the phone number to the Jefferson County Clinic.
Okay.
But I was giving you these names just that way you had backups.
Okay, sounds good. Now, I've got her registered and filled out all the information for the Jefferson County Health Department. They just have not got back to us because they're still vaccinating the 75 to 85 group, which I'm in. Okay, so you know, the pipeline's not, yeah. So I guess they're gonna call her at some point because we have the registration and she's been confirmed as having everything registered correctly through the Jefferson County Health Department.
Right.
I just don't wanna take a chance.
Then yeah, Mary, I know, I completely understand.
I don't want to lose my girl. 53 years I've got invested in her. My baby.
That's so sweet. I love that.
Yep. That's my girl.
And there is also the Main Street Family Care.
Okay.
Did you want the address to that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that one's going to be 300 Big Mountain Road.
Okay.
And then there's Montevallo Family Medicine.
Okay. Well, and I think that's enough there. Those are close enough. I know where Montevallo is, too, because what city are you in? Are you in a different state?
We do it for the whole state of Alabama, but we're actually based in Montgomery.
Okay, so you're in the state capital. Okay, very good.
Sir.
Ma'am, I want to thank you. I've got these places. Now, do you want to give me the telephone numbers for those two?
Which one did you want the telephone number to?
Let's go with the Brookline Pharmacy first.
Okay, let me bring that paper back up. I accidentally exited out of it. Give me just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
Okay.
You wanted the one for the Brookline Pharmacy?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a moment. It's being slow.
Okay. I hear you.
Okay. That phone number is going to be 205.
Okay.
664.
Okay.
1200, and they close at 7 p.m.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's good. How about American? That American one.
The American Family Care.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if it'll pop up. Okay. Okay. Sorry.
No, that's all right, hon. Take your time.
Okay, let's see.
I don't know if she'll know that, but we can call these places and find out.
Okay, and that was the one that was going to be in, would that be in Cahaba Village?
No, that one's that's the American Family Care that's in Cahaba Village. This one's on that 301 address, Brooklyn Drugs and Pharmacy, 301 something or other.
Oh, okay.
I can Google that later. How about a Main Street Family Care? Let's get that one. I'll just Google the number on the other one.
Oh, I have the Okay, which one was it?
Main Street Family Care.
Okay.
At 300 Big Mountain, whatever it is. I can't go in tonight because, like, that information, I wouldn't be able to ask you. I
mean, and that was the one on Big Mountain Road. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That phone number is going to be 205.
Okay.
644.
Okay.
8289. And they close at 8 p.m.
Okay. Well, very good. I'm author of Alabama's Best Restaurants Cookbook, Making Ends Meet, Stretching Your Meat Dollar, Meat Eaters Are Threatened, The Inner Circle of the Brotherhood, and Birmingham's Best Restaurants Cookbook and Tour to Beautiful Alabama. And my latest bestseller is the novel and Alabama's Best Restaurants Cookbook and Tour Guide to Beautiful Alabama. It's an all-time bestseller. And you sold it at your capital there. at the gift shop and numerous other places, and it was even in the mansion of the governor, the governor before, and also Kay Ivey. And it's all over the state, and closing my warehouses because of COVID and because so many restaurants are going out of business. So we had a bestseller, and the books are all sold out on second edition, but it's a joy to live in this beautiful state.
That's awesome.
Yeah, beautiful state. Yeah, look at J-O-N McClure, M-C-C-L-U-R-E, cookbook author, and that'll come up on your computer, or you can Google it, and it'll come up with my different cookbooks.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're into cooking, we got all the top restaurants in Alabama with their recipes from the
oh,
chef.
Oh, yeah, I love to cook. That's great.
It's been a bestseller. It's just been a real joy for me to do that book. It took many years, but it's done. It's been out 7 years now plus, and we've been blessed. We've done something good that people really love. They love to travel, our beautiful, yeah, and it's a travel guide, too. So you got your travel in there. Robert Trent Jones is in it. I worked with the State Parks Commissioner, you know, all the different cities that wanted to be in. I had to limit it, I think, to about 70 cities, but every city in the state wanted to be in the book. But, you know, some of them do not have restaurants that are have the potential to be in the book. They have to be the best at what they do.
Right.
Montgomery's in there. Yeah, we had Montgomery in there. Some of them have already gone out of business because of COVID, so I just don't want to be a disservice and do a third edition because, you know, you tell somebody to go to a restaurant, you got their telephone number, name, address, and, you know, they're not there anymore. So that's not right. So we're going to forget about that. I want to thank you so much for your help.
Yes, so it was not a problem at all. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope y'all enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.